Well, reports are surfacing that one dairy farmer is leaving the milking industry in Queensland every 6 days due to rising production costs. Raises the spectre of where Australians will be forced to consume imported heat-treated milk, and this is closer than we once thought. But for intergenerational farmers like Scott Prebenau from the Toowoomba region, it's tragically too little and too late. Jeanette Stephen has the story.
We had 153. So they've all gone.
What's going to happen to them? You're selling them to...
They actually had to get taken to the abattoir. There's no market for dairy cows around here in our area anywhere because it's just so dry and there's just no market for them. So they've, at this time tomorrow, those cows will be turned into hanging up on a hook.
Toowoomba dairy farmer Scott Prebenau has made a decision to sell his family's milking herd as meat and is not alone in what is fast becoming an exodus of other dairy farmers in Queensland.
It's desperate around here at the moment. There's another farmer, he went out on last Monday, a week ago, and I know of seven others that are saying if it doesn't rain within the next couple of weeks, they'll be out because they've only got a month's feed left too. The problem we've got, Jeanette, is our cost of production has just skyrocketed with the high feed prices, and the actual lack of availability of feed is just gives us no other option.
The Queensland Dairy Farmers Organisation has lost a significant number of its voluntary members due to crippling production costs amid the country's longest drought on record.
Because our feed costs have... It just skyrocketed, and 20 cents would have kept us just breaking even. But we've been going backwards $400 a day here for the last 6 weeks, and we just had to stop.
Feeding stock is proving tough for many in the sector, a problem that has only been made worse by a failure of the supermarket's much-lauded 10-cent milk drought levy to flow onto farmers. Sarah Ferguson is the Marketing and Communications Manager for Queensland Dairy Farmers Organisation, QDO. She explains the need for profit in the cycle of milk production costs from farm to table.
The processor, who's the person who actually picks up the milk from the farmer, processes it, pasteurises it, puts it in a bottle and sends it to the retailer, they have to make a profit too. So out of $1.50 recommended retail price, 70 cents we need to have go to the farmers, and that means that the remainder goes back to the processors and the retailers, and everyone can make a commercial profit. If that can happen, I'm sure the Australian public will go, you know what, if it means that I can actually get fresh milk that I know comes from a farm here in Australia, not from who knows where, the scaremongering of 12 months ago where we sort of said we might be importing milk from overseas is actually becoming quite a frightening reality. The idea that we will be having to import fresh product possibly going to a powdered, reconstituted product is not actually as far off as we had expected. We were probably predicting...
What type of time frame?
Look, I probably couldn't put a time frame on it. We were talking 12 months ago, we were saying, possibly in 5 to 10 years' time, because of simply the way that the climate has been, the environment has been, the ongoing drought... The ongoing cost of production and things like that. Unfortunately, that timeline's come down. I couldn't give you unfortunately, I'd probably be murdered if I tried to put a time on it.
It's pressing to hear you say that.
It is pressing.
But Scott Prebenau says he's not convinced this process could have saved his herd from the abattoir, and is afraid other dairy farmers will be following him.
Yeah, every other dairy farmer in our area is looking around wondering, well, where's the next truckload of feed going to come from? And also, it's available down south, like bottom of New South Wales and South Australia, but the problem with everyone here is we just can't afford it. It's too dear. It's just too dear. And the simple fact of supermarkets coming up with the money would have fixed the problem.
The QDO believes the threat of a future where we will be importing milk is closer than the 5 to 10 year predictions. However, their solution lies in a marathon and not a sprint in terms of educating the consumer on which milk to buy.
We will be in the coming months actually looking to work with processors on a fair milk logo scheme, actually, whereby we'll be looking to work with processors on particular lines of products that they can actually sort of say, on this particular line of milk, we will be paying our suppliers above 70 cents.
Right.
So that's something we're in the process, very close to actually sort of get into the markets. So when that happens, consumers are going to have a very, very clear line of sight with regards to which milks to buy, because these are the milks that are actually going to be the ones supporting the farmers. So
paying a little extra at the till for milk, especially in our big cities, could prove more effective in saving the little Aussie dairy farm in the meantime, says Scott Prebernow.
I actually feel like our cries for help have gone on deaf ears, and especially the supermarkets. Like, they're probably the ones that could fix it the most quickest and easiest. Like, we probably just need an extra 20 cents and we wouldn't have to make this decision.
Scott Prebernow, ending that report by Jeanette Stephen.